Welcome. And everyone probably knows the panelists already, but just going in the order that they're on the slide, we have Eric Cavanaugh, who is the SVP Global Digital Marketplace Intelligence for Publicis. We have Ed Gaffney, who is Director of Implementation Research at GroupM. We have Beth Rockwood, who is, I guess, sort of our host today as well. who's SVP Ed Sales Research at Turner. And of course, Radha Subramaniam, who is Chief Research and Analytics Officer for CBS Television Network. So the panel is a nice blend of buy and sell side of content companies and of partners who work with those content companies to plan and buy media. So we heard earlier today some discussions certainly about attribution, and we saw the great new piece of work that was done by Sequent Partners on attribution and its relationship to market mix models. We also heard the notion that as part of a process of working at solving many of the problems in this area, that we sometimes experience the phenomena of the goalpost moving while we're working on it. So my first question really is about not so much the goalpost moving, but a counter argument that some of us have heard that we may not even be pointing anymore at the correct goalpost. And by this I mean that some people have advanced the argument that it's increasingly irrelevant to even try and have third-party unduplicated exposure measurement in a consistent way across the industry, that we should just jump directly to concerning ourselves with attribution and performance. And others have said, well, that's kind of absurd. But I'd like to start really by just putting it to the panel as to whether you credit that argument at all. Is there still a need for third-party, sort of independent measurement of exposure?
Yeah, I'd say absolutely. I don't know how you think about one and not the other, right? The question itself is sort of, you can do one and not the other, or should you be focusing on one because it's got outcomes and one is sort of just a baseline? I think you do both, right? If you're going to have a quality attribution, I don't see how as a byproduct you wouldn't also get things like unduplicated audience as part of that, if you're really understanding the outcomes on attribution.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, I started my career in media planning at Young & Rubicam. Spent 18 years actually doing that. So subject that certainly near and dear to my heart, although in those days it was easy because the pieces weren't so small, so you could kind of generally get an idea of how things fit together. Now, obviously, we're dealing with this highly fragmented marketplace, the agency folks in particular, and our own people trying to design promotional campaigns are dealing with incredibly broad array of choices, and how things fit together is a really big question. I think that first line of information to help you understand broad audiences and then important subsegments within those audiences can be answered very well by looking at deduplicated reach frequency, and there's certainly an important role for it. Maybe you're new to a category or you have a target that you haven't advertised to before. You're not going to have attribution results in those cases, so you are going to have to rely on more generalized information to make planning decisions. So it's an important tool. It fits in the context of market mix modeling on the high end and on attribution on the very detailed end.
So I don't think you'll get any, it's not controversial to say that you need a degree of counting and you need outcome measurement, right? I don't think that's anything anyone in this room will disagree with. But I want to take this in a different direction because, that's what I get paid to do, I guess. That's why I'm here. That's
surprise!
Why I'm entertaining. Come on. So I do think we need to hit the pause button a little bit and kind of up-level the conversation, right? I think that there have been a ton of, I don't know if the word is innovation, but certainly products in the marketplace around measurement, not just from the incumbents, but from many others. And there's an abundance of product. There's an abundance of granular data. But are we any closer to making things make sense? And that's what I have questions around, right? I mean, there is so much out there, but I want to take a step back. And we're a media owner, we're also a marketer, and I need to make sense of the pieces together. I need to understand my content paradigm. I need to understand my advertising. I need to look at my commercials. I also need to look at my commercials and other where I'm a marketer. But I need the pieces to make sense together. And right now, I feel the world is kind of dispersing, and it's not necessarily making sense. So my call is for a common sense framework, right? My call is for a step back to go into this upfront and farther by just sort of stopping the noise for a second and trying to figure out what we're really trying to solve for, and together, buyer and seller, trying to have that level of conversation as opposed to just talking about a specific product, a specific data set, or something else.
Yeah, we represent our clients and all their money between buyers and sellers. We need a common level, as Rob said earlier, a client, of a thing we talk about that is transactional in nature, that is comprehensive across all channels, that we can then, through planning, buying, and analytics, go from A to Z and just get stuff done. Right now, things are way too wonky. They don't fit well. We're not speaking the same language. It just makes for not exactly a miserable thing, but a less than desirable kind of process. Clients are a little upset because I can't tell them, here's your video reach with any certainty whatsoever. I can say I've modeled the hell out of it, but that is not a good answer. And it shouldn't be a good answer, and we should get past that.
Okay, so let me start there with you, and we'll work back the other direction, and maybe make it a little bit more specific. I mean, both Comscore and Nielsen have come to the market recently with, you know, announcements of progress that they've been making against identified goals and trying to sort of fill gaps in the marketplace. And as Radha indicates, there are many other providers that are filling in pieces of a puzzle. So compared to, say, a year ago, how much progress do you think we've made toward reducing the wonkiness? Mm-hmm. And what do you see as being the most important next things to solve for? What are the blind spots that are bothering you the most right now in your interaction with your clients?
I would argue TV's reasonably well measured, room for improvement. Digital is reasonably well measured, a lot more room for improvement. And from the counting, I mean, mm-hmm. for years they said they were accountable, and we were like, no, you're accountable. And clicks right. Don't even count those. Those are dumb. So we've got to get them on a kind of that common platform. It doesn't need to be the same. It just, the impression needs to be comparable. So if we can get that, that's what Nielsen has been working towards with us. That's what Comscore has been working towards with us. I think with everybody in this room, we'd like some understanding of what's going to happen next. There's a bunch of betas and trials out there. The timelines are a little longer than we'd like. We'd hoped things would happen before this year's upfront, but it looks like not. We can't go another upfront without something in place that gives us a much broader and firmer view of audiences, how they're moving, what they're watching, what they're likely to do next. Radha needs that to then plan what product they're gonna have. So we have something to, you know, get some eyeballs for our advertisers' products.
So I think, you know, we are all feeling the same pain, and there's a lot of progress being made. There's a lot of hard work being done. A lot of people are working incredibly hard. Are we closer towards any of our goals? I'm not quite sure, but I do think people are working incredibly hard. And you asked about specifically what I need solved for. I can't have my various advertising measurements and my content measurements going in different directions. And when you kind of just give me DAI in the context of DAI and give me, you know, my OTT in a different context, like that's not working for me, right? The pieces have to be strung together. So what I will ask all our providers is just to stay close to all of us and listen really hard. You're putting a lot of products in the marketplace, but we want to make sure that you're really listening to every one of us and building what we will ultimately use, because our success and your success are really tied together. So if you ultimately bring us product that is not quite what moves our businesses forward, we're not going to get anywhere.
I'm actually a bit optimistic about this, which is, I think, a really good thing, because I've been in the business for a while and I've seen a lot of attempts. I think we are making good progress. You know, I know George is going to talk later about some work that MRC is doing around cross-platform standards. That's good work. It's hard work. But it is something that absolutely is essential for all of this to be brought together. Both Nielsen and ComScore have made good advances in the last year, and I think are really focused on the pieces that are important to us. Could it be better? Sure. I mean, I think the conversation about what we really want and what we really need is we just have to keep it going, because it shifts a little bit as we move. So that's all good. I think, yeah, it would be great to have a solution now, but we are getting closer and closer. We are picking off more and more large pieces of the puzzle. So I'm encouraged that, you know, we're going to get there.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of progress. And I think it's a challenge for the industry as a whole, but specifically our measurement partners, because on one hand, we're saying we need connected TV. We need it now, and we need it to be right. And then we're also saying, but I also have to